17 after 7 on 3AW. We've put up this celebrity photograph on our on 3AW.com.au because we're identifying which celebrity is which in a football jumper from probably the late 1970s. We had the umpire as first Delveen Delaney, then Linda Stoner.
Yes,
and apparently a number of callers say the umpire is Kerry Armstrong.
Yes.
I know. So it'd be interesting to ask Kerry whether it's her. And one listener says that the Footscray player is the only one now we don't know who it is, the Footscray celebrity. We're told it's from Prisoner. It's an actor called Jared Maguire. Show me the money.
Yeah.
Show me the money. Craig Wattman, partner at Pitcher Partners. Craig, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ross.
Let's talk individuals first. Does everyone get a tax cut?
Not everyone, but it's, everyone does get some form of tax cut, but it's obviously, it varies according to the level of income that you're on, but it's really targeted more towards the middle income tax earners.
Right, now, what does the government regard as middle income?
Well, effectively, if you're in the brackets up to 90,000 or 120,000, then you're a middle income earner from the government's point of view.
So, Craig, average wage is, what, $70,000, $75,000 in Australia? What sort of tax cut does the average wage earner get?
A person earning $50,000 will be $180 better off in the 21 financial year, while a person that's earning $120,000 will be $2,400 better off in this financial year.
In a year?
In a year, yes.
Okay. Is it what you were expecting?
Yes, I think those tax cuts or the bringing forward of the Stage 2 tax cuts were leaked, so we were expecting that. It'll be interesting to see whether the government tries to tie these measures to the next round of tax cuts, which perhaps are the more significant ones, which are a few years off as yet, but at the moment it's just Stage 2 that's brought forward.
So, Craig, so this is all about getting business up and going. Do you think there's enough in there for business?
There's definitely a range of measures for business. So the two most significant ones are the expansion of the instant asset write-off. So businesses with turnover of up to $5 billion that acquire depreciating assets will be entitled to an instant tax write-off for those assets. So that's a significant measure. And the other measure is the tax loss carryback rules. So normally if you incur a loss as a company, you have to carry forward that loss and offset it against profits in future income years. But this new rule will allow you to actually offset that loss against profits in prior income years. So when you combine those two measures, if you're a business that spends a bit of money on some depreciable assets and you generate a loss out of that in the current year, then that could be offset against the profit in the prior year and give you a tax refund. So that should put some cash into the pockets of businesses, enabling them to reinvest and hopefully employ more workers.
Can you see the next budget surplus from where you're standing?
Not at the moment. I think that's a long way off. From what we're seeing, Ross, this budget obviously is perhaps one that was needed during the midst of the global pandemic. What it doesn't really include is the long-term structural reforms that a lot of people have been talking about over the past 6 months. Given that the next budget's only 7 months away, if we go back to the normal timetable of May, then it may be that we see some more structural changes, long-term structural changes to the tax and the labour markets in the next budget.
So, Craig, obviously the federal government is now into massive debt. What sort of interest rate does the government pay on its debt?
That's an interesting question. I don't know the answer to that question. I'm sure it's a low interest rate.
Yep.
But, look, you know, with debt up to, I think it's $900 billion heading out into 2024, which is 44% of GDP, certainly that debt's going to be around for a long time, and the interest bill is very significant. But, at the end of the day, we're in the midst of a pandemic and we have to get the economy kick-started. So these measures are necessary from that point of view, in my view.
Good on you, Craig. Craig Wattman is a partner at Pitcher Partners.